I mean, pre-COVID, you had more than 4,000 flights. As we wrap up, what advice do you have for other CEOs? And you brought up Mr. Kelleher. There's that story about the malice in Dallas years ago. I think the tagline Southwest was using was just plain sense. And there was another aviation company that had a similar tagline. They sued and they resolved this issue over an arm wrestling match that Herb lost, paid $5,000 to a charity, and then was allowed to use the slogan. That kind of humility, you don't see that in a lot of CEOs. What advice do you have for corporate America about that lesson?
Well, it was just plain smart, and it was a tongue-in-cheek trademark dispute, and great fun. It obviously, you know, continues to attract attention almost 30 years later, I guess 29 years later. I think it's what would you hope out of a company that it's passionate about what it does, that it's really good at it, that it makes money, to paraphrase Jim Collins. And then, you know, when we look at our people, we ask them to work hard and treat everybody with respect. But, don't take yourself too seriously. We want to strive to be the best, and that's a never-ending pursuit. But it just pays to be humble because, you know, sometimes things don't go perfectly. But I think the word love, humor, family, those are all important for us. And it all leads up to a strong desire to take great care of our people and then in turn our customers. That's why we've never had a layoff. That's why we've never had a furlough, because we care about our people. They're part of our family. So all that, I think, is critically important to our success. And I think it works for any company to just to care, and especially about your employees.